You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Today we have an interesting subject. You know, I told you last week when we had Mark Murphy on, I kind of gave you the layout for the next 3 weeks of who's coming on, and initially had scheduled someone to come on and really talk about open enrollment for Medicare, Medicaid, and how, what to look for, and you can do it for yourselves or for your parents or for friends, but that's such an unknown, and we're going to get to that next week. And of course, we have Terry Ruffsgard coming on for the new communities shelter to talk about a way to end homelessness. They're doing a good job over there, and we're going to really lean into that. But today, I switched it up for some personal reasons, but I think reasons that are going to help all of us. As you know, with this show, with Lean Local, you know, we really talk about the local community here. You know, we're obviously very concerned about what's going on internationally, nationally, in the state of Wisconsin, but here at Lean Local, we lean into what's here in Greater Green Bay. And ways that we can benefit, be informed, and maybe take action on it. This past week, and I just want to thank a lot of you, even before I start talking about it, my mother died, and it was interesting. I mean, she was 93. She lived a great life. She just got back from Nashville to my nephew's wedding. She actually died watching the World Series. And I sometimes wonder if the Brewers were in there, would she have lasted a little longer? But anyway, she died very peacefully. And when that happens, and some of you have been through this, a lot of you have been through this, there's a lot of decisions to be made. And with those decisions are costs. And people like me who think we can't do enough for mom, you still should be not frugal, but practical in the decisions that you make. So today, I invited a couple people in here from the funeral industry to talk about planning a funeral. And a statistic I'm going to share with you right off the bat, and I'm going to talk about it again later in the show, is that you know, they did a survey of people over 40. And it really showed that people over 40, 69% of adults over 40 would prefer to pre-arrange their funeral service. So they would like to pick out the casket, pick out where it's going to be, pick out the vault, pick out all these things that go into it, yet only 17% do that. So you got this whole group of people that experience a death of a loved one. They get into wherever they show up to. They don't even know where to go. And they are so emotional. I mean, you're dealing with the death of a loved one that happened hours ago, you know, maybe a day or two ago, and you're asked to make some decisions. And I will tell you, I'll be honest with you, the first place we went was $22,000. And that was expensive. I just know when we did my dad's, it was half that. And the guy's like, hey, look, we're corporate owned. You know, I don't have any authority. You're right, our prices are high. So what if I go to your competitor? And he goes, well, the prices will be lower. Like, he didn't say like, well, we have the best service. We have the best this, we have the best that. He just said, look, we're high. I'm like, too high for me. In looking around, we ended up saving like $7,000-$8,000 for the exact same product. I mean, I didn't cheapen anything up. My point in this is, had we pre-planned, which we should have pre-planned, and I'm kind of a planner. I have 10 brothers and sisters, so I'll put the blame on them. But we should have done a better job with that. And we did go to a funeral home here locally in Green Bay, a newcomer, and it just really helped us. Just slowed everything down, a little bit more professional and much more practical. And there's a lot of good funeral homes out there. But I just think this is something worth talking about today. It's an uncomfortable subject, but we're going to make it as comfortable as we can. Because when someone dies that you love, you feel alone. It's like, oh my God, this has never happened before. Or this has never happened to me. Well, not to put you at ease, but 170,000 people die every day in the world. 170,000 people die every day. So you're not alone, but you feel alone. And even here in the United States, we have 800 people per 1,000 die in the United States. So, you know, like 8,000 people a day die just right here in the United States. So it happens. It's going to happen to all of us, right? No, isn't that the line? Nobody gets out of here alive. But I want to talk today about how we can plan for funerals, honor our loved ones, and be practical about it. And why not, right? It's not as uncomfortable as you think once you talk to the right people. You can, and you take a lot of peace with that. We just, like I said, the funeral was yesterday, and it was great. It was great. And the reason it was great is because we found the right people to work with. And we honored my mom just like we did with my dad. Same type of product, same type of service. And it went fine. And it was very reasonable, or it was practical. We didn't get ripped off, and we didn't overpay. So that's what I want to talk about today. So I've invited a couple guests in here. Allison Nelson. Now, she's the managing funeral director here in Green Bay at Newcomer Funeral Home. And then Donna Schmidt is here, who I happen to know, that does pre-planning and people and that's what we're going to lean into a little bit more. This pre-planning is where it's at, because the emotion isn't there. I mean, it's still there, right? You're talking about planning your funeral, your own funeral, or you're working with your parents or loved one. But if you can do this like before they're sick or before they die, it's just easier. Nothing's easy, but it is easier. But so let's talk a little bit about that. I have a myriad of questions. I mean, we go from, I want to talk about really just planning funerals, but we're going to get into a lot more on probate and some of the wills and things that you should think about now. Because if you fall into the wrong area with probate or not having a will or not planning your funeral, you could spend a significant amount more money than you need to, that you should. And still, what you want to do, the end of the game is you want to honor your loved one, right? That's what you want to do. And those of you who say, well, I don't care, they can just throw me in the dumpster, which is illegal, by the way, but you know, I don't want to spend any money on myself. You kind of do it for the survivors too, a little bit, right? You've got family, you got kids, you got friends, and they want to honor you. So do it for them. And let's talk about pre-planning or how to do the funeral right here in Greater Green Bay. There's a lot of good services out there and people that want to help you, but you got to make the initial step. So anyway, welcome, both of you. I'm glad you're here, and this should be, I'll make this as interesting. Well, it's an interesting subject. I don't think it'd be the most entertaining subject. It's very serious, but it's so rewarding once you do it right. So Alyssa, tell me a little bit about your role. You're the managing funeral director. That sounds important.
Yes. So at Newcomer, I do, I meet with families. I go out on night calls, but, you know, making sure that every family is met with, you know, quality care and they get the services that they're looking for their loved one.
And so let's say someone doesn't know you, doesn't know the industry, and someone dies. Let's say a car accident, something sudden, or cancer, which can take, like my dad had, 6 months of, that was hell. What do they do? They call, if someone dies unexpectedly, they call the police. Do the police have a referral list, or how do they get in contact? Because you got to go to a funeral home, right? I mean, that's a law.
Yeah. So if somebody were to pass away unexpectedly in a car accident, the police do get involved and they call the Brown County Medical Examiner's Office to respond to the scene, and they ultimately bring the person's loved one into their care, you know, to see if they have any investigations that they need to do. Okay. And they do ask the family, have you chosen a funeral home?
And if the answer's no, we've never thought about this.
Mm-hmm. Then the medical examiner does usually give the family a little bit of time to, you know, make phone calls that they need to. So we do, you know, receive calls every day, you know, inquiring about pricing, kinds of services, you know, if people are available to come into the funeral home, we always encourage them to come in. You know, we can show them the different services that we offer, or, you know, what they're thinking of to best represent their loved one.
So when they call in this, I don't know if it's a state of shock, but it's close,
yep.
right? If it's unexpected and they know nothing, they start with pricing or they start with availability. I mean, they must call and you might say, look, we're booked for the week. Does that happen?
From time to time, but we always, you know, try to work out what's best for the family. You know, are people traveling? Is the church available?
Right.
Is the funeral home available? I mean, there's several, you know, key parts that we have to make sure that all align to make sure the family has the accommodations that they're looking for.
And that's got to be an educational process for even if you're pre-planning or if it's a tragedy, because I bet you one of the first questions is traditional burial or cremation, because cremation is really, you've been in the industry a long time, but that's grown, right?
Cremation has grown significantly. A lot of people don't know that they can see their loved one and have a full casket showing before they're cremated. So at Newcomer, we provide a book to go through with families of all the different options and kinds of services that, you know, we can help coordinate for them and their family. Or, you know, maybe they want a private showing, you know, with family that's been out of town, and then, you know, a memorial service at a church or a facility afterwards. So we always try to accommodate whichever needs the family wants to have.
So you can kind of rent the casket,
mm-hmm.
do the showing, and then cremate them.
Correct.
Hmm. That's interesting. Do a lot of people do that? I don't know that. I guess people do that, right? A lot of them? What's the most common? Do people get cremated? Do people get traditional burial, or what's...
Cremation rate has increased significantly.
Yeah.
When we start talking, you know, with families, if they want to see their loved one, then, you know, yeah. a lot of people get encouraged that they can see their loved one, and oftentimes do change their thought pattern to, yeah,
right.
let's have a open casket. Let's have the family be able to say yeah. their goodbyes.
Right. So Donna, this is that's a moment of tragedy, panic. Someone unexpectedly dies or just finds out they have cancer. What about the pre-planners? What do they look for? What do they ask for? Is it the same questions? What's your traditional pre-planner that comes in? And how do you get them to come in to pre-plan? Because I just read the statistic that a lot of people want to do it. Nobody does it. So what are they looking for?
So when a person is requiring about pre-planning, they're doing it because they want to do something for their loved one, right? And many times it's traditional. If their parents have pre-planned, they're going to pre-plan for their loved ones.
Yeah.
But we reach out to, we have a great website, our Newcomer website, so people can go on there and build like a pre-planning options of what type of service they would want, either burial or cremation. And then it goes through the price, and then we'll get leads on that, and we'll follow up with someone that is inquiring to help them decide what type of service they want.
I was asking some people this morning at work, and they said, let's say somebody comes in and pre-plans, and the individual, mm-hmm. can their kids change it? You know, they plan, they say, look, I want this, that. Can the kids come in and change it? Or is once the, okay, we're going to come back to that. When the music starts, that means we got to get done. I want to talk about that. And I want to talk about what all goes into pre-planning, behind the casket and the gravesite. Like, mm-hmm. I want to talk about the ancillary things, the meal, mm-hmm. the food, the priest, all
right.
that. Can
sure.
that be pre-planned as well?
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We're talking about funerals.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Today's subject is on something that we're all going to deal with eventually, and that's on funerals. It said earlier in the first segment that my mother just passed away, and it was a learning process. And I just want to share some of the, I'm going to call them missteps, but things that we could have done better, which we eventually did work out. But look, this is something that people should and want to. I mean, statistics show that 70% of us would like to plan our funerals and only 17% of us do. So what's to get you from the kitchen table to make that phone call or to stop in at a funeral home here in Greater Green Bay or wherever you live? And we're talking about what people look for in pre-planning. And pre-planning, Don, I'll go back to you, is more than just the casket, the vault, and the services. You can go all the way down to the meal.
Sure, yes. You can plan everything. So what we do when we meet with someone, right, we create a vital statistic, a memorial planning guide that is a series of questions that's going to help the funeral director. So those are things like the full legal name, their birthday, where they were born, father's name, mother's name, right, mother's maiden name. So we'll ask them if they want cremation or burial. We can pick all that out. But yes, we can go to the cash advance items, which are things like, okay, florist. We're going to have it at a church.
Paying those priests. We got clipped pretty good on that. There are a lot of priests there for my mom.
The priest, the meal, the reception. You know, is it going to be at church? Is it going to be at a restaurant? Things like the newspaper, right? The newspaper is a big one, the obituary. And that can be very difficult for people to be doing at a time of need. So when you can pre-plan, you have some thoughts written down.
Right.
We have a helpful planning guide that we give to people. And this is really helpful so that families can put in here for their children, their loved ones, what things like the obituary.
Right. Do funeral homes, do they all offer that helpful planning guide? Okay. Is that you or is it most of them? Do people do it? Because I'm thinking that's something you could take home and work on over, not Thanksgiving, because that's a little more festive, but just, you know, this planning thing. I just think it's the planning, like I said earlier, because had we planned, and thank God we worked through and we had plenty of time. We had 8 days to do all this, but in doing some shopping around, I mean, we saved $8,000 for the exact same product.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody didn't cheapen the product for $8,000. It was an apples and apples. And when I talked to the guy that initially we went to, and he's like, look, there's nothing I can do. We're too corporate for you. And I was really disappointed in that. And I wasn't looking to, grind too much, but I just knew from what I know about this, and I've been through a few funerals before, it just was crazy. So I'm glad we're talking about this. But so they can go through everything, make the decisions, price shop.
Mm-hmm.
And most funeral homes offer something like this.
Well, I mean, what we offer is, there's 88 decisions that have to be made and we have a checklist. And so that helps families to know what to do. So this whole book is
88. Funerals, that's a lot.
There's a lot of decision.
And what about the actual monument, the stone? Do you do that? Do the funeral homes do that, or is that a different lane?
Newcomer does offer stone selection if that's something that the family chooses to do. I feel that Newcomer has really created, a great system as to helping families create the perfect goodbye for their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And it does start with pre-planning and the helpful planning guide. Every funeral home, I'm sure, offers something to those lines as to, what to give families and their loved ones, a step-by-step process as to what they want to do.
And you know who you're dealing with, but I was looking, just did some little research on this, and why don't more people pre-plan, right? I mean, I want to beat these numbers to death, but so many people want to and they don't.
The hardest thing is just making the phone call.
It
so
said
once
that
they make the phone call, it's like, that's the hardest thing. That just, this just happened recently, today, I think. And I was like, you made the phone call. Now the rest is going to be really easy.
Right.
And it's hard for people to want to talk about what could happen.
Right.
I mean, but at the same time, we're totally okay with putting insurance on our vehicle. You know, planning for our children's graduation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Planning a wedding.
We are planners, I think. Yes. I'm not saying Jim Schmidt. I'm saying people in general are planners. You plan to buy a new car. We need that in a year or two, and let's start budgeting for that. Or, you know, like I said, graduation parties, weddings. I mean, God, we plan weddings for a year, year and a half. And that's not even certain, whereas death is certain. You know what I mean? And we don't do that. But I was looking up some reasons why people don't pre-plan. And I'm sympathetic to it, but it's just really, a lot of it's the emotional, psychological barrier. They just don't want to deal with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And any advice for that besides no one gets out of here alive? I mean, you don't want to be curt about it, but I mean, but you must have some stories of people who didn't plan and got...
Ultimately, we want to celebrate a life that's been well lived. And that's, you know, once you get that point across to people, that we're making a celebration for their loved one.
And I think the other reason people, this is something I looked up, but they said that it's too complex. But it really isn't that complex if you got a guide.
No. And Donna makes it really easy for people to come in. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to come back. I want to get to some different cost options and some things that, some trends that are going on in the whole funeral business. And as well as I want to get to exactly, I want to talk a little bit about probate and things too, okay? So can you stick around? Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local, the show where we do what the title says. We lean into the local community. And today we're really leaning into something that's going to affect everyone listening and everyone not listening. And that's dealing with death and with funeral, the costs, the options that you have. And we're going to get to that in just a second. But before, as you know, we have some great sponsors that help this show out so we can pay our producer and our assistant. And we want to really thank, there's two great sponsors. They're friends of mine. They're friends of yours. They do a lot for the community. And first and foremost is Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This is a company that they just opened up their new facility on French Road in De Pere. I think it's about 70,000 square foot warehouse. These guys do doors, windows. They do a lot of things. Those are the two main things they do. But they do the office, the glass for glass offices. And they have just a plethora of products. But I live in an older home. It's 115 years old, and they did all our windows and doors. And it's great. They come in and they bring their laptop, and they can show you all these different designs and styles and different quality. And because my house, being old, may not be the same windows as you put in a house that was built in the 80s or much more recently, just in the new construction. But the bottom line, consistent, besides the different designs you can have, is the quality is there. I mean, they just have great, great quality. So you want to keep the heat in the winter and the air conditioning in the summer. And you also want something that looks stylish. And when it comes to doors, it's amazing how important that is for curb appeal. And maybe that's not important to everybody, but some houses, it's important to us. And just different styles, different types of glass you can put in there. And like I said, it's not just the quality product that they provide, it's the installation. And that makes a huge difference on when you buy a good quality product that it's installed with the same quality. And Pella Windows and Doors does that. So yeah, if you're interested in them, it's free consultation. You just give them a call at 920-435-3791 or just go to their website, pella.com. free consultation, 90 minutes, they come out and no pressure. They're just going to show you this is what we could do in your home and this is how much money we could save you. The other sponsor, quickly I want to get to, is Nicolet Bank. And everybody knows them and you should know them. That is a community-minded bank like none other. Not only do they do a lot for the community shelter, for the City Deck, Zip and Pip, and just everywhere they are. I mean, they got 57 locations. They just bought another bank down in Iowa. But they have just the quality you're looking for in a bank. And from the business, they do your home equity, your car loans, they do all that. And they have a great financial planning, wealth management department as well. But I tell you what they do. You know, I was in business for years, and banks love lending you money. I mean, that's what they do, right? They rent money to you and you pay them back with interest. But when a bank is a really good bank is when you don't need the money and you're having some problems. And, you know, they come in, they give you some consulting, and they'll work through the tough times with you. So just a great bank, very community-minded. And their employees that they have there, who I know a lot of them, have served on multiple boards and commissions here in Greater Green Bay. So just a shout-out to our two sponsors, you know, Pella and Nicolet Bank. We love them. All right, so we're going to go back to the planning of the funerals and things to be aware of. When it comes to the planning, you can plan, you were saying, anything, right? Right down to the meal at the church?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's all there. And then can someone change that? Or if you come in, the individual comes in and signs it, that's pretty much gospel?
It is, isn't it?
So we do suggest to families that we should keep in place what their loved ones have come in and pre-planned. Wisconsin does have a form called the Authorization of Final Disposition that you can appoint someone to handle your final disposition. So if you're going to be cremated, buried, body donation, whatever you would like to do, you can fill out this form that the state provides. You put your name, their name, a backup representative. You fill out what your wishes are. You sign, they sign, nice. And you either have two non-family witnesses or a notary.
Okay.
And then a lot of people will drop it off at the funeral home. Say, right. I have this on file at home. Here's your copy. Just so that way we know then who to contact, you know, when that time comes.
Right. All right, a couple things to look out for that I know that are offered out there. When someone dies and you say the coroner, the police come and been through all that, but then do you have a funeral home? And if they do, that's the next phone call. And you guys are good. See, most people die in the middle of the night. It just seems like there's a lot of nighttime calls.
We're available 24/7.
I know you are. I know. So you get that hooked up. When someone dies out of town, Florida, on vacation in Europe, like my man Kyle just got back from Asia, that can be very, very expensive to bring them back.
It can, yes.
A friend of mine's died in Spain, and what a hassle. Tell me about what services are out there to alleviate some of that.
So Donna, she does different pre-planning events throughout the community through the year, and she offers a travel plan to those that come in and pre-plan. She explains the process of what it all includes to be able to get your loved one home. And that's a pretty big deal, you know, especially for a lot of people in our area that, you know, go to Florida, Arizona for winter, that, you know, their family's here. And most of the time, if somebody passes away out of the area, their family wants to see them before they're ultimately cremated or, you know, whatever kind of service they decide to do.
So you can buy an insurance policy. Is that what it is? Or tell me about that, Donna.
It's out of area protection plan. So it covers you wherever you are. Can be in Africa. You could be in Chicago. You could be in Florida. Arizona, but it brings a person back home. So it would cover the removal, bringing a loved one to the funeral home, and then flying them back, and then bringing them back home so that they can be
taken into your care
or and buried here.
And
what's really good about that, right, is so family members don't have to go to where that person passed away. we're going to bring them back home here. And it's a one-time fee, lifetime fee, that is $450 for one single person or $875 for a couple. That's a one-time fee that covers you wherever you are.
And I would say that even from Florida or Chicago, it would be a multiple of that.
Yes.
You know, I know, I just remember that Spain thing was, and that was a long time ago. It was like, it was thousands and thousands of dollars to get that person back.
And time, a lot of time.
Right.
Flying a deceased person back, there can only be one on each airplane.
What?
Yes. You can only have one deceased person in the air cargo per flight. So it's a lot of coordinating.
Wow.
To bring people back home to Green Bay.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
And so when you
stand in line down in Florida, that's God's waiting room, isn't it? Hey, tell me about if I know you're not lawyers, but if someone dies without a will, I mean, they should have a will, right? I'm sure when they come in to see you, you advise that, or do you advise that? I mean, shouldn't people have
like you said, we're not lawyers.
Right.
So we don't try to get in the middle of legality things, but we do ask families, you know, who's their next of kin? Who is
right.
their loved ones? Because we have to make sure that everyone comes together in agreement to the kind of services that they want for their loved one.
And if they don't have a will, and again, people can call their lawyer. They can call anybody they want, right?
Yeah.
And they can call funeral homes too. If they don't have a will, it goes to probate.
Yeah.
And that can be ugly, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't get what you think you deserve, and it also takes forever.
Time.
Yeah.
Lots
mm-hmm.
of time.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, two good pieces of advice is to kind of pre-plan your funeral and probably
get a will. My father passed away without a will, and we had to keep extending the probate because of, you know, things not working out and property not getting sold. And
yeah,
it was a little bit of a pickle.
We, that we have done on my mom's side, read the will. That was interesting. It was really interesting because you're a little bit sad, but you're also kind of waiting for your name, you know, what's that? Anyway, a lot of it's just going to be divvied up between the 10 of us, which I think is fine. So let's talk about the cost. Just briefly, I don't want to dwell on it, but what a range of costs to get buried or to, you know, right? I mean, cremation, is that, like, what's the lowest cost? I'll word that differently. What are some of the ranges? Because if you go in and you want to be cremated without a showing, without anything, that's the cheapest way to go. And you have to do something. I mean, you can't do nothing.
Yeah. I think Newcomer has a really great stance on making sure that people know all of their options so that way they can make the best decision that's right for their family, you know, by keeping things affordable as to what do they need, want, and ultimately, you know, what's most affordable for them to do. So it is a very wide range because, you know, with cremation, there's less things that you need to purchase. You don't need to purchase a casket or a vault or a cemetery plot if you don't want to, but there are more options for if you want to send your loved one's ashes, you know, to outer space or get them pressed into a diamond. There are those options out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Into a diamond. That's
you can get ashes pressed into a diamond.
Do you have people that, because I went to a funeral one time, eco-friendly, is that the word for it, or environmentally?
Eco-friendly?
Yeah. Eco-friendly. Mm-hmm. And what's all entailed with that?
Like green burials?
Yes.
Yeah. So there are some green cemeteries in the state of Wisconsin, and we help, you know, families figure out what's best for them. If that's the route that they want to go, you know, then we help guide them. You know, these are the green cemeteries.
Okay. Or, all right. Sorry.
You know, or what do they see as green?
Okay.
Right?
And I was at a funeral one time and they actually gave us all some ashes from the guy.
Oh.
I wasn't crazy about that. I didn't take it, but I to like put in your garden. Yeah. Right? I mean, you can do what you want. I mean, obviously, that was a pre-planned funeral. That was not that was not a last-minute thing. But can you give our listeners just a little bit of range on cost? Is it from $2,000 to $20,000? Could you do something for $2,000 or no?
Our direct cremation cost starts at $1,595.
Really?
And then it goes up from there. So that's $1,595. And then, you know, depending upon what kind of services or merchandise, you know, works best for your family, then we can help you with that.
And some of that merchandise is unbelievable. And that's another reason to pre-plan is just to look at all the stuff.
Options.
I'm leaning toward that diamond thing you just mentioned, but we'll talk about that later. All right. We're going to take a quick little break here, then we're going to come back and wrap this all up. But I'm just, thank you for being here. And we'll get some information on your company when we come back. But to pre-plan this is something that people just, what a New Year's resolution to do that, to pre-plan a funeral. I think that would be great for everybody, your loved ones, and for yourself. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Lean Local.
They say I'm a walking dreamer, baby. If I stopped, it would make the show. Can't keep up with my rhythm, though. They keep trying too quick for the lines they throw. I walk to the sound of my own drum. It goes, they go, we go.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Everybody to Lean Local. Today we spent the majority of this show talking about funerals, but really things that you can do to plan, to pre-plan, to not get into this emotional roller coaster and spend money unnecessarily, or quite honestly, get ripped off by someone who knows you're in that state. And you know, pre-planning allows you to do a little shopping around, talk to some friends, get references, I guess, if you'd like, and look at some reviews. But, you know, we need to be, we're planners here. I mean, and to plan this is going to help you sleep better. And you're really doing a gift for your loved ones by getting together and saying, look, this is what Dad and I want to do, or this is what I want to do, or and plan that. So, Donna, that's your thing, right? You are a pre-planner. So like, what advice do you have for people that are listening that are like, you know what? I think he might be onto something, given that only 17% people pre-plan and 70% of us want to pre-plan.
Mm-hmm. So we plan for major events all our life, birthday parties, graduation, trips. This is something that is inevitable. And with a plan, makes it much easier for everyone. Without a plan, it becomes an emergency. Very difficult, but then people will overspend. There's a right way and a wrong way, right? Mm-hmm. The easy way is creating a detailed record for the loved ones. The funeral directors go through that, what the pre-planning is, and they have a list of everything that the family has picked out. And it prevents overspending, emotionally overspending.
Yeah.
And but most of all, you provide peace of mind, right? The hard way is not having a plan.
Right.
And it's difficult being in those rooms picking things out. So.
And how difficult is it to pre-plan? Like,
not very hard. No, it's not hard.
Call?
A phone call, hour and 15 minutes of your time, and we guide you through. We listen to what you want. If there is no education on, they're not sure what they want, being cremation or burial, we ask the right questions to figure out exactly what they want.
So you guys are both with Newcomer. There's a number of funeral homes in Greater Green Bay. I'm friends with many of them, but you're the ones who offered to come in here. And so tell me, give me phone number. Do you have a website? And I know you're located, I think everybody knows you're the old Schauer and Schumacher facility, and it's a beautiful funeral home.
It is a beautiful facility. We have two chapels. We're at 340 South Monroe Avenue. Like you said, the old Schauer and Schumacher building. Our number is 920-432-4841. And as Donna had mentioned at the beginning, our website is incredible, newcomergreenbay.com, www.newcomergreenbay.com. And on there, you can begin pre-planning. You can look at all of our pricing. And it is just a great asset and a place to start for those thinking about it, but don't know how to make that initial step in wanting to put their plan to paper.
Yeah. And I wish we would have done that with my mom. I'm glad we ended up where we did. It took us time to do that. And you were very, very helpful, both of you. All right. So thank you for coming in. And really, people have questions, you can email us or just contact Newcomer or any funeral home. But it's just stop in. Start looking at this now. This is you have no idea what a great decision this is to stop in, pick up the phone, make an appointment, and start pre-planning. Your family's going to love you for it, and you're going to sleep better as well. All right, so we're wrapping up here. I just want to transition to what we like to end our shows here on Lean Local is kind of what's coming up in the next week between November 9th. Of course, today is Sunday, and the 15th. And kind of going through what's going on, something kept popping up, and that is our Packers, right? Con?
Yeah, they face the Eagles on Monday night.
It's going to be tough. What do you think? You're the sports guru in this town.
Well, if anything, I've seen this year from the Packers. They play good against good teams and bad against bad teams. So they play up and down to their competition.
You know, that's interesting. So that means they're going to have a good game.
I think they're just going to be angry about how last week went. And they're going to come out ready.
Not the only ones they're going to be that are angry about last week. And there's other things going on too, right? That Fire and Fur, have you been over there?
No, I haven't.
Oh man, they got it going on there. They had tailgate parties. And that starts at 4 on Monday. So that is a fun place to go. And it's all you can eat, all you can drink. Of course, different price points for all that, but that's something you want to do. A couple other things I want to... the third wheel is at the Rush Center, and that's the 14th. We were talking about John Jeep at the Riverside Ballroom. That's a comedian. That's going to be, I love comedians. There's another one. This Tom Segura is at the Widener. He's a comedian, actor, writer, known for his Netflix specials. You familiar?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He is. That's going to be a good one. So that's at the Widener. And then Rodney Carrington, another comedian, November 15th, he's going to be at the Rush Center. That's good. We're bringing in these comedians. Isn't that, it's kind of weird. We're talking about funerals and, let's talk about all the comedians coming into town. But that's life. The Bad Mother Truckers. And Alyssa knew that.
Yeah.
They're at the Sandbox. Where's that?
Limekiln.
Oh, they're on Limekiln. All right. We got to check that out. And then you guys, the other thing is this, the Garden of Lights. I mean, I love that. I've been there going that for years and years and years with the kids and with our family. WPS Garden of Lights at the Botanical Gardens. That is over 350,000 twinkling lights. That is should be part of your Christmas tradition is to get over there. You can get your tickets at festival. Or you can just call the Garden of the Botanical Gardens and get your tickets. So anyway, thanks for listening today. We've got a great guest next week talking about really open enrollment for Medicare. And the week after that, of course, Terry Ruffsgard from the New Community Shelter. Appreciate you listening, and we will see you next week. This has been Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.